you have your Bibles this morning, turn if you would to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. I'm going to try to preach short this morning. I know that doesn't happen very often, but this morning I'm going to try to do that. And what I would like to do is wrap up my message about 12:05, maybe 10 after. Maybe a little before that if I can. And Aaron's going to come around and if anybody would like to give a word of testimony on what Bethaven Baptist Church has meant to you, your family, we'll give you an opportunity to do that. We'll try to keep the testimonies to about a minute or less so that way we can get as many people that would like to say something. So if I can finish up around noon, then that'll give us even a few more minutes to do that as well. Stand, if you would, for the reading of God's Word. We're going to look at verses 1 through 11 in the book of Philippians. And Paul said this, starting in verse number 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's my prayer for our church. Even that is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless our few minutes that we have together this morning. Thank you for our 50th anniversary today. Thank you for your grace and mercy that you've shed abroad upon this church and these people and those who have come before us. God, I thank you that we're still here today and your hand of blessing is still here. And God, I pray until Jesus comes that we'll be the lighthouse that this church was intended to be. Pray that you bless our time together, bless the meal to follow. And we just thank you for all that you've done and for all that you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you were to say, Pastor, what is it that makes Bethaven Baptist Church special? I'll be honest with you, I'm biased. I think it's the greatest church I've ever been a part of and the greatest church I know to even be in existence today. But I want to give you three thoughts and three reasons why, and I'll do this as quickly as I can. First of all, let me say this, because of our foundation. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, he said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Church, I'm convinced that one of the main reasons that Bethaven Baptist Church has made it over the last 50 years, because our foundation wasn't based on a man or a group of men or a lady or a group of ladies. It was based on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was founded on him, and it's still founded on him, and may it always be founded on him. Paul made it very clear. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he said, be followers of me even as I also am of Christ. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Church, can I say this? One of the things that we must always do is follow Christ. Follow Christ. Whatever God tells us to do, wherever God tells us to go, just follow him. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:23, he said, we preach Christ. There's no message that needs to be preached other than Jesus Christ. Paul said, we preach Christ and him crucified. Can I say this? The only way that a person can get to heaven is because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our good works won't get us there. Baptism won't get us there. Church membership won't get us there. But putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross of Calvary will and will alone take a person to heaven when they die. We saw several people in the pictures there just a minute ago that have gone to be with the Lord. And can I say this? Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And in my mind, there's no greater assurance than to know that you know that you know that you're saved. The Bible tells us we're to follow Christ. The Bible tells us we're to preach Christ. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, Paul said we are to reflect Christ. The Bible said that back in the book of Acts that they were called Christians first in Antioch. Ironically, that term Christian wasn't really a highly thought of term. It was actually a derogatory term. And they were calling them little Christs. But church, can I say this? That's what we ought to be. We need to reflect Him in what we do and what we say and how we act and how we portray ourselves and how we portray Bethaven Baptist Church. It ought not be a reflection of ourselves. It ought to be a reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Richard asked, girl, what makes Bethaven Baptist Church so special? Because I'm convinced we have the right foundation. Paul said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Secondly, can I say this? I believe what makes Bethaven Baptist Church special is because we're not just friends. We're not just church members. We're family. Paul said, but now with God set the members, every one of them in the body as it hath pleased Him. But can I say this? In my 44 years of being associated with Bethaven Baptist Church, this church is not just filled with friends to me. It's not just filled with church members. It's family. I've watched you cook meals for people. I've watched you take up love offerings for people. I've watched you go the extra mile for people. I've seen the texts, the phone calls, the visits, and the list goes on and on. There are people in this room that I'm closer to than some of my own family members. Our lives have so intertwined over the years. And can I say this? I think that's how a church family is supposed to be. Not distant, not just faces in a crowd. If we don't take the time to build and develop and establish relationships, we've missed what church is all about. You do understand that when you look at the outside of this property, that is not Bethaven Baptist Church. That's a church building. This is the church. The people you see, the babies in the nursery, children and teenagers that just sang for us a few minutes ago, that's the church. I've seen people get so enamored by church buildings, and I'll be honest with you, there's a church in Grand Rapids. I go by it oftentimes when I go to make a visit at Blodgett Hospital. It's a congregational church, and it's set off the road just a little ways, and it's got some huge columns. Looks like the old Southern church, and there's a couple in Jessup, Georgia, when we used to go down there, and I'd see these huge churches and the big pillars, and I'd look at that and say, what a beautiful entrance to a church building that is. But that's just architecture. That's just clay and wood and brick and mortar. It's not a church. It's just a building. This is the church. In verse of Ashcroft, what makes Bethaven Baptist Church so special? It's you. It's all of you. As I think of our anniversary day today, I think of what a blessing it's been to spend the last almost 44 years of my life intertwined with many of you. We could talk about the stories and the memories, and they're so plenteous. But at the end of the day, when I put my head on my pillow, I'm so thankful to God for the opportunity that I've had to be associated with such a wonderful group. There's people out there in the gym that are going to be serving a meal today. Can I tell you why? Because they care. When we have somebody that comes out of the hospital or has a baby, whatever the case is, and we ask for meals, we can usually come up with five meals within maybe 10 seconds. Hands are just going up everywhere. We've taken up love offerings for people and given thousands of dollars away when people had a special need. And I've said to myself, I sometimes feel like I have primed that pump and sometimes went to that well so many times, but it just seems like you as a people just keep giving and giving and giving. And I think if you found one thing to be true, you found this to be true, that we can never, ever, ever outgive God. About the time I think we've outgiven God, I've watched God just bless and bless and bless Him more. And even Jesus Himself said that it's more blessed to give than to receive. Somebody handed me an envelope the other day, and I thought, oh, there's probably a couple hundred dollars in here. And it was to be for another church family member in our church. And when I handed them, they came to me and they said, did you have any idea what was in an envelope? And I said, no idea at all. There were several thousand dollars in the envelope. And I said to myself, God, thank you. Thank you for using your people to meet the need in this person's life. When Paul penned Romans chapter 16, if I counted right, he mentioned at least 35 individuals by name. And Paul wanted those in Rome to know that they weren't just a face in the crowd and they weren't just a church member. He knew them by name. And church, can I say this? Well, one of the best things you'll ever do is get to learn people's names in this auditorium. Some of the neatest people you'll ever meet are in this auditorium this morning. And we just take it for granted and we can say, oh, I know that person. They sit over here and that person sits over there. No. They have a name. They have a story. We've got people in this auditorium this morning that have some of those amazing, most interesting stories. And if we're not careful, we miss it because we get so busy and we're just kind of tossed to and fro. And we're like a little pinball in a pinball machine. We come to church, we're going this way and going that way. And we might forget to stop and talk to some of the most precious people God has put on the face of this earth. I mean, I think that because if you listen to me preach more than once, that's an amazing feat. I call people a visitor once. If you come more than once, you are a glutton for punishment. That's what I say. But you've been good to the pastors even before me. You've been good to those that have served here. You've been good to the special speakers we've had. You've been good to our missionaries that we support. And you say, Pastor Crowe, what makes Bethaven Baptist Church so special? I believe it's because of our foundation. It's been built on the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, because we're not just a church body, we're a family. I was at the doctor's office this week. The doctor said, the receptionist said, is everything the same? And I said, yes, it is. And they said, okay. They said, I have your two emergency contacts. It's Tammy Kroll and Terry Wagner. I'll bet it was 25 years ago we asked Terry Wagner if we can use you as an emergency contact. And for the last 25 years, every time I go to the doctor, they say, is it still Tammy Crow and Terry Wagner? She's not just a friend. She's family. That's what makes a church like this so special. Don't miss it. Don't just go through the motions and sit there and say, oh, I know that person. That person's face looks familiar. I was coming out of Sam's Club the other day. And Herb made a comment to me, and I don't know how he caught my attention. He said something, hey, I know you or something. And I looked, and I saw him sitting in his white pickup truck, and I said, well, that's Herb. And I walked over, and I said, what are y'all doing at Sam's Club? He said, I think we're shopping just like y'all are. Said, Bruce in the store, and he said, I'm just waiting out here in the truck. And we chatted for a minute. And I thought, you know, as a pastor, sometimes you don't go anywhere without seeing somebody you know. But that's a good thing. Not just friends. They're family. Can I say this? Pastor, what makes Bethaven Baptist Church so special? Not just our foundation, and not just our family, but I believe because of our future. I know we can look at this world and say, Pastor, this world is just, it is going out of control at 180 miles an hour. I believe it is. But my God is still on His throne. Can I say this? My God is still in the people-saving business. And can I say this? I'm convinced that God is alive and well. I'm convinced that the gospel is still powerful. And I'm convinced that our job is the same job that it's always been. If you're going to say, Pastor, what do you hope from Bethaven Baptist Church as we move forward? Can I say this? I hope for more of the same. I hope we still see God's word being preached. I hope we still see people being helped. I still hope that we continue going into the jails and the prisons. I hope that we still run buses and vans up and down the roads. And I hope to see the Hispanic folks still coming to church Sunday morning, Sunday, Wednesday night. I hope to see Bethaven Baptist Academy still going strong and moving in the right direction. I hope to see everything that we've seen in the last 50 years just moving forward as we move ahead for the next 50 years. I don't know when God's going to return, when Jesus is going to return. I'll be honest with you, I'd be happy if it was this afternoon. I'd be happy if it was right now, and I wouldn't even have to finish this message. And somebody could enjoy a whole heap of chicken sometime this afternoon. I'd be perfectly fine to leave it all behind. But how many of us have thought, wow, we thought he'd come way before this? Most people didn't think we'd ever make it to the year 2024. We weren't even supposed to make it past Y2K, and here we are. I used to like when people called it YK2. Something like that. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying I'm convinced that God isn't done with us yet. He's got a future for us. Oh, I know, it's not as easy when you knock on doors, and people aren't as receptive, and it's a different day to minister, but can I say this? People still have the same need they've always needed. They need Christ. Bottom line, He's the one that's going to make any and all difference in their life is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we can be the conduit to try to reach some of those people, you say, Pastor Scroll, do you want anything? Yes, I do. I not only want to be a church that produces more of the same, I want to be a church that makes a difference. My Bible says in Jude verse 22, and if some have compassion, making a difference. Church, can I say this? I'm convinced that there is a great opportunity in front of us if we're just willing to say, by the grace of God, help us to make a difference. One soul at a time. Just one convert at a time. Just one family at a time. Just one individual at a time. So God wants us to reach him. Now, we might not reach the masses like maybe back in the 70s and 80s, independent Baptist churches were some of the largest churches in America, maybe even in the world. And it's kind of turned just a little bit, and maybe things aren't quite the same. And maybe people expect different things out of church, but can I say this? I still like the old-time way. I don't know how many of you remember that, but if you saw the old tent up there with Jason Kendrick, and one of the years that he was here, we had a tour group from Grace Baptist College up in Gaylord, and they came during the invitation, and they sang that song, I'll Take the Old Time Way. And the invitation lasted for almost an hour. And that tour group stood up there for an hour and sang the same song over and over and over and over again. I'll bet they sang that song 15 or 20 times. So, Pastor Carl, why did you pick that song today? Because it's still in the back of my head every time I think of Jason Kendrick's tent being out there. And I remember that song, I'll Take the Old Time Way. And can I say this? I'm not looking to change anything for the future. I'm not looking to change the direction we're going in. I'm not looking to change the style of preaching. I'm not looking to change our music. I'm not looking to change anything at all. I just want more of the same. I just want to make a difference. I want our ministries to even increase as we move forward. I know I turned 59 years old just a few weeks ago, but can I be honest with you? I feel like God's given me one last burst of energy between now and whenever that retirement age is to say, you know what? We better get what we can while we can. My Bible says the night is coming when no man can work. There's coming a day and age, church, where we're not going to be able to reach any more souls. There's going to come a day and age when we're not going to be able to reach any more children for Christ or adults for Christ or make a difference for families. And so if we're going to do something for Christ, we better do it while we can. Can I say this? There's still a cause. There's still a reason. There's still a purpose. There's still a Savior that is calling and pleading sinners to give their hearts over to Him. And can I say this? The blood of Jesus Christ still saves. As sure as it was when I was 7 years old and when I made assurance of that salvation, when I was at camp when I was 14 years old, I am absolutely convinced that the blood has never lost its power. It still has the power to save. It has the power to cleanse. It has the power to change a person that's going in one direction and put them on a whole new road and give them a whole new direction and meaning for life. That's what I want. I want people to have hope. I was at a funeral not long ago. And when I walked out of that church, I said to myself, I felt discouraged. I felt depressed because there was no hope. And I said, God, I'm so glad that when I read your word, I get hope. I'm so glad that God uses that word hope over and over and over again to remind us that for a child of God that puts their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, there is hope. We have hope. We have something to smile about. We've got something to sing about. We've got a reason and a purpose to live. We've got a reason and a purpose to minister. Now, we may never be the fastest growing church in Montcalm County. We may never be the fastest growing church in Sheridan, Michigan. But can I say this? All we have to be is the church that pleases and honors and glorifies God. That's all I want. I just want God's hand of blessing here. I just want God to be able to look at Beth Haven Baptist Church and say, I can put my hand of blessing there because to the best of your ability, you're trying to please and honor and glorify me. Beth Haven Baptist Church, happy anniversary. From the bottom of my heart, I love you. I love this ministry. I love everything about it. I love seeing little kids. I love seeing big kids. I like the elderly saints. I like the younger saints. I miss Carolyn Croslin sitting in the back in her wheelchair, and I'd come by every Sunday and shake that thing. And she'd say, "That's you, isn't it, Pastor?" And I'd say, "Yes, it is." And somebody looked at me one time and said, "Why do you do that to her?" I just wanted to know. I'm here. Shake that. Rattle that cage a little bit. I was in Walmart just the other day, and I ran into Jeff Crossland. I said, "Jeff, how you doing?" He said, "Well," he said, "we're doing okay." He said, I sure miss my mom." I said, "I know you do. Sweet lady." We've seen some wonderful, sweet saints of God come through these doors. Can I say this? One day I'm going to see them again. Because I've got a hope that only God can give. I'm going to close my message. Give just a brief invitation. It's going to be, I'm not going to ask anybody to come forward this morning. But church, let me say this. If we ever stop preaching Christ, we've missed what church is all about. And if you're here this morning, would say, "Pastor Kroll, I'm not sure that I'm saved. And if I were to die today, I have no hope that heaven would be my home." I'm just going to ask you to do one favor. Would you see me before you leave? I'll be one of the last to leave the building. I'll be out in the gymnasium during the meal. I won't be one of the first to eat. And if I don't get to eat at all, I'm perfectly content with that. I'd rather see y'all enjoy my piece of chicken than eat it myself. And God knows I've ate enough in my lifetime. I'm okay to miss a piece of chicken here or there. But if you're here today and you say, "Pastor Kroll, if I were to die today, I have no hope that heaven would be my home." Would you just come and see me today? So you could settle in your heart and you could leave the property today knowing that you're saved and on your way to heaven. If I could tell you to live a good life, I'd certainly tell you to do that. If I could tell you to get baptized, I would certainly tell you to do that. But that's not how you get to heaven. You get to heaven by realizing that you're a sinner. Realizing that Jesus died for our sins, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And by putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and Him alone. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're here this morning, you'd say, "Pastor Kroll, I'm not sure that I'm saved. Just please come and see me. I won't embarrass you, won't point you out in front of anybody, but I'd be happy to pull you to the side and take the word of God and show you can leave here this morning and you can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're saved and on your way to heaven. It'll be the most important decision you've ever made." Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness and faithfulness. Thank you for Beth Haven Baptist Church. God, I thank you for these precious people that are assembled here today. It's not an accident. It's not a coincidence who's here today. God, I'm convinced that you hand chose these people to be here. Your word says, but you've put the members in the body as it pleases you, and I thank you for that. God, I thank you for these 50 years that your word has been faithfully taught and preached here. I thank you for the lives that have been saved and the lives that have been changed. I thank you for the ministries. I thank you for the memories. I thank you for all that we've seen over these past many, many years. And God, I'm just asking you to allow us to keep seeing your hand as we move forward. allow our ministries to continue moving forward. Allow this ministry to accomplish much for your honor and glory. And God, may we look back one day and say, to God be the glory. Great things He had done. Bless the remainder of our service, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Aaron's got a microphone. In just a minute, he's going to start passing that around. But before he does, I wrote a poem. I'm not a poet, but God gives me some poems once in a while. So here's my poem. I titled it Bethaven Baptist Church. There was a group of families in 1974. They attended a Baptist church, but wanted something more. They wanted a church with standards and also a Christian school. So they started Bethaven Baptist Church. What a precious jewel. It seemed to start out well with 63 day one, but it wasn't long before the battles had begun. They went through several pastors in those early beginning years. I know there were some broken hearts and no doubt many tears. But God was just getting started. He had a plan, we know. Bethaven Baptist Church continued to sprout and soon began to grow. I'm so thankful for those early days many years ago, for those who had a vision of what Christ would do and show. The church was started in 74, the school in 75. Bob Snyder was the first teacher, and the school began to thrive. It's amazing to look back and think that 49 years later, Bethaven Baptist Academy is alive and well with a different administrator. God's blessing has been evident over these past 50 years. I'm thankful for all the smiles and even for all the tears. Today, I want to thank the Lord and all of you as well, because for the last 50 years, we've warned many people about hell. So as we look back and as we look ahead, may we seek to please God and His word be read. May we continue to preach the whole counsel of God's word and pray as that gospel is given that it is clear and heard. So happy 50th anniversary to Bethaven Baptist Church today. To God be the glory, sums up all I have to say. God has shown us His grace and His mercy too, yet we still have so much work to do. Let us keep our excitement and our eyes on the goal, and may each of us fulfill our God-given role. God has a plan and a purpose for each and for all. May we listen to God and answer His call. As your pastor, shepherd, supporter, and friend, let this be a new beginning and certainly not the end. 50 years is a long time, but we're not done yet. May we keep moving forward and God's will be met. I could go on and on, but I better find the end. God has certainly been good to us. He's been our dearest friend. To think that we would be here 50 years later is a testimony to our God, our Lord, our Creator. You have something you want to share about Bethaven Baptist Church? We've got about maybe 15, 16 minutes. If you could keep it to about a minute or less, that would be a help. I see Dave Miller's hand in the back there, Aaron.
Every time I get this opportunity, I have the same praise, you know, and them young kids, my goodness sakes, I mean, what God's done with this church. You look at these families and these kids, just keep reloading, same blessings. God just blesses it. The school here and what you said about preaching Christ, that I've seen that from the first time I came here about 15 years ago in the RU program. I was invited to come to church, and the church I was going to, I decided to come to an evening service. And yeah, you got me hooked, Pastor. But it's just a blessing to see these young kids and Amen. This school and the fact that we're going to keep it old-fashioned. I like yes, that. I do that with my cell phone. I don't text. I don't Facebook it. And Marcia can tell you that. I just make and take calls. That's it. I like the old-fashioned way. Amen. So, Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Dave.
So, God literally saved my life through this church. My husband's life restored our marriage and blessed us in a richer way than we could ever imagine through through the faithfulness of the servants of this church, specifically Terry Avery and Mike Avery, and Jerry Moline and Danelle Moline and Pastor and his wife. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Pastor and his family for being so faithful. And then all the other faithful families that have been here. I've been here since I was 12, so 20 plus years. And there's a lot of people that have been here way longer than I have. And you guys have made a big difference in my life. And I hope someday that my family can be here for 50 years and hopefully make a difference for Christ.
Pastor, can I say I'm a little bit proud to be a part of Beth Haven Baptist Church for all these years? It's wonderful. I remember Bob Snyder, and he was a King James man also, from the top of his head to his feet and everything. And he used to say, you know, there's a lot of people that say, oh, it's so hard to understand. He said, then have a dictionary with you when you read it. I found that that's the same way with our old fashioned hymns. If there's a word in there we don't understand, then look it up. I woke up with "When Morning Gilds the Skies." My heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. And I thought, gilds, what's that mean? It means covers with gold. Covers with gold. And I thought, okay, so how else can Jesus Christ be praised? And it's when I'm sad, it's when I can't sleep. All the time, may Jesus Christ be praised for this wonderful, wonderful grace, Beth Haven Baptist Church. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Sue. Aaron, there's one back there. I think it's Kristen.
I had two things that I wanted to indicate. First of all, I was saved through this ministry, through the children's ministry, through camp. Glendora Weir was my camp counselor. So I'll forever be indebted to that. And then, the second thing is a connection. It's interesting somehow how we're interconnected and we don't realize how God's plan is playing now, and that he does have a plan. So silly, sorry. The Tylers, who are one of the first families of the church, they invited my in-laws to come in. So the church has had an impact, you know, through salvation, but also who I married, which I'm appreciative for the sacrifices as well as the people of the church.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I'll try to keep this under a minute. My kids and I are from Alabama. My husband pastored a church down there for 12 years. He unexpectedly passed away in 2018. So my kids and I we just kept serving. I'm like, Lord, I'll stay here unless you show me somewhere else you want me to go. Things kind of started to change. Well, like I said, try to keep this short. My mom came up here to visit. We're family with the Dingles. And my mom came up to visit them at the beginning of 2022. And she came back, she told me, she's like, April, you need to move up to Michigan. It's an amazing church, amazing school, they're doing great. You need to go up there. Alabama to Michigan, I mean, that's crazy. Then in March, my side of the family got together, and Denny, David, and Chloe, and my kids, just, it's like they'd never been apart. And it had been 3 or 4 years. And they were just talking about, oh, Mr. Moline this, Mrs. Moline this, oh, Pastor this. And they're just talking about all these adults, and they had such respect. And we left, and my kids said, Mom, let's move to Michigan. So I'm like, okay, let's start praying about it. And Josiah and I came up here to visit September 2022, and you all just made us feel so welcome. We're kind of shy. Josiah, though, just felt right at home, came to the school. There was a teen thing going on, and we got home, and he told me some decisions he had made. He said, "Mom, God worked more in my heart this last week in Michigan than he has in the last 2 years here in Alabama." So God moved us up here. We moved up here February, March of last year. And I just want to thank you all so much for how you've just welcomed us, made us feel like family. We just feel like we belong, and every service, God speaks to us, and we're encouraged, and we're growing as a family and growing in the Lord. And I just love this church. I'm so thankful to be part of the family and to be able to serve. And just thank you all so much for we don't feel alone. We just feel like we're one of you, and I really appreciate that and how much you minister to all of us.
Turning point in our spiritual life. The church that we were attending was kind of going off the rails doctrinally, going in the wrong direction. And then one Sunday afternoon, for some reason, they decided to cancel their Sunday evening services, the fifth Sunday of the month. And so on the way home, we had stopped at Meijer for a moment. And I said to my wife, I said, "You know, I really don't know what to do about this. I wasn't with the Lord where I needed to be. My walk wasn't what it needed to be. And yet I'm thankful for a wife who was spiritually on track with the Lord." And so not knowing really what to do, we were talking about it. And I said, "What do you think about going to that Beth Haven Baptist Church tonight up north of town?" And she said, "I didn't think you'd ever ask." She was ready to make a move. And that Sunday night, we came into the old church, the old building. "Pastor, I don't know if you remember the title of your message, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do." I don't know about you all, but I have been overjoyed and blessed, encouraged, and honored to be a part of this church. I'm thankful for the preaching. I don't know about you, but many of the messages, God's all over me. But I'm thankful for what God's done in this place. I'm thankful for what he's done in my life through the ministry at Beth Haven.
One of the things I'm thankful for is you, Pastor. You'll never know just what you mean to me and how your family was actually influential in my life before I even knew you. This church would know this lady as Mrs. Kroll. I knew her as Mrs. Combs. But she was in my church when I was a child. And I will remember, I'll never forget all those times where I went over to their house and just the conversations that we would have with Brother Combs and Mrs. Combs, and all the times that she would give me advice. I remember the times where I got in my teenage years. I was out of school, had my first car. I'll never forget that one thing that Mrs. Combs said to me. She goes, "Jonathan, now that you have this freedom, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to use it to serve the Lord, or are you going to do your own thing?" And then a few years later, I ended up meeting my soon-to-be wife, Naomi. And there was another thing that she told me. She goes, "Jonathan, you do a good thing in this church. I appreciate everything you do, but one of the things you need to do is you need to leave. You need to go somewhere else where you have the choice to serve the Lord." And it was something that was very hard to me. And that was when I really started really talking to Pastor a lot lately. And there was things that I had said to Pastor that I've never said to anybody else. And Pastor took that very gracefully. And I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful for the pastor and for his wife. And another thing that I want to be thankful for is Grandpa and Grandma Wagner. I will never forget the very first time they've ever met me. And Grandma Wagner came up and gave me a hug. That doesn't mean a whole lot to anybody here, but I grew up in a home to where you didn't do that. You didn't hug people. You didn't show affection or love like that. And that was something that was very new to me, very strange. And how this church will never know how much I'm thankful for it, for things like that.
so I'll date myself a little bit. I was one when the church began, so I was the youngest, and we started in my Aunt Donna and Uncle Bob's basement. I don't recall how long we were there before we got an actual church building, but I am ever grateful that my Uncle Bob and Aunt Donna and my dad and my mom started that church and just gave up a lot and invested. You know, as the years went on, obviously I grew up in the church. I'm thankful for so many people here. And now that I'm gone, it's fun to come back. Obviously, I always look for Mrs. Rearsma and her smile. And Mrs. Moline's always around somewhere and welcomes me and the Wagners and so many other people. I'm just thankful for everyone. And Moline's will never know how much. How much they helped when my life got turned upside down, and they were there for me week after week. So a lot of good people here, and it's fun to come back and just see you guys continuing to serve the Lord.
I want to praise the Lord for this church. We had a Jewish cook in Germany invite us to church. And we weren't saved, my wife and me, my girls. And so we went. I went there first all by myself, but then I let my family come with me and just to check it out and everything. And I just praise the Lord because you guys gave to the Lord. We got saved over there in Germany because you guys supported a missionary there in Germany. I thank the pastor. I love you, Pastor. And I thank him for his faithfulness in preaching the word, as we already heard from other people. I thank the Lord for everyone's love, everyone's prayers for us on our behalf. And I thank you for your friendship.
Testing. Oh, it's working. So I want to thank everybody here that accepted me when I came here, because I was the weirdo. I was a country, you know, hick. I'd never been to a Baptist church. I was raised Catholic. I didn't know the Bible or anything. And I am so blessed because I was accepted like who I was. And everybody accepted me. And I'd never been to a church that, you know, I was used to going to church for an hour and then getting out. I bet you can't, but you don't know what religion that is. But anyway, I was raised like that, and when I came here, it was like, you know, my mom and dad at first thought I was in a cult. I mean, you got to go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, oh, and Friday, too. But I loved it. But I want you guys to know that, you know, like I'm gone a lot. But my heart is always right here. No matter what, it's right here. I can't wait to come home for two things, and that's to see my mom, and that's to come here. And I just want to thank everybody that, you know, opened their heart to me. And it really means a lot. Like, I know, Pastor, when I was saved, it wasn't on a brown couch. It was, well, when I got baptized, it was right here, September 5th, 2005. And when he dunked me in the water, and when I came up and I looked at everybody and I went, yee-haw! I don't know who else remembers that, but like I said, I'm a weirdo, but I am so glad I'm here, and I want to thank everybody for just being my friend. I appreciate that.
It's great to be here this morning, see all these neat people that I haven't seen in years. John Snyder used to be our Sunday school teacher. It's great to see Gordon Wagner. He used to drive the bus. They lived right down the road from us on County Farm Road. Dad and Mom would be here this morning if they could. They don't travel that far anymore. Dad's 90, Mom's 88. But a lot of great memories at Bethaven Baptist Church. I'm glad our family could experience this morning. I do remember many years ago, Dave Hansen Sr. used to pray all the time, God bless the church at Miller Road an M57, and he's done just that. I'm a better softball player and a better pass receiver because of Bob Snyder. I'm glad he was at the checkout table for the ACE school because it was easy to cheat. And I'm glad he was there to monitor the situation because as a young man, I was going the wrong direction. And I'll never forget, one of the things that Dad tried to do was have an evangelist every quarter in the church. There was a young man who was up and coming. He's actually from Liberty University, and he was poised as the next Billy Graham. His name was Jerry Johnston. Some of you may remember that. And he came for the week. At that time, I was working for Mort Pomeroy at the McDonald's in St. John's. And I was scheduling people, so I scheduled myself the entire week so I wouldn't have to go to church. And I'll never forget, we were playing softball. I took a line drive, broken nose. So I went to work that night in spite of that. Had cotton stuffed up, major headache. And I thought, what am I doing here at work? So I drove to the church, corner of 57 and Miller Road. And I stood in the back. Invitation after invitation I had let go by. And I knew as I stood there that night, Jerry Johnston preached. Obviously, everybody was there. Parents were there. I knew if I did not go forward that night, it was the end of the road for me. And I did. And like Kevin, I nailed it down. And I'm so grateful for that, and that's why I'm here this morning. It's great to be here among you this morning. Thanks for this opportunity.
I'd just like to thank the Lord for my salvation. In 1979, a friend brought me to church, and I walked the aisle of that church, and I asked the Lord to come into my heart and be my Savior. And over these 45 years, He's brought me through many different ministries and helped use me for His good. And today, here at Beth Haven, He's put me in the Spanish ministry, which I love. And I had to learn Spanish to do it. And I'm working on it, 650 days of lessons. I just praise the Lord for this family of church people here. We came back to Greenville 8 years ago, and it does feel like family, and we're so welcomed. And I praise the Lord for Pastor and Mrs. Kroll for their faithfulness. And as I look around in this church every Sunday, my favorite thing is to see multi-generational servants of the Lord. We were in a military church, and people came and went often. But this is a church I've never been in my whole life, a multi-generational church, and God is blessing, and I just thank Him for it.
Yes. For 50 years, the people that have come and gone from Beth Haven, I'm sorry, my heart is so soft, but the people that have come and gone from Beth Haven, if we were to put it in, all of them in this building, it wouldn't just be standing room only. They'd be looking out the windows. There's been so many, sorry, there's been so many people at Beth Haven, but it's because of the old-time ways. People don't want that, so they leave, but they're only hurting themselves. This is a beautiful church. Thank you all for being here and just staying. Thank you.
If we had time for more, I was told to end at 12:25 so the chicken won't get cold. So I know I saw a few hands up, so we'll pick this up somewhere down the road. For those that didn't get a chance to say something this morning, we will give you another opportunity soon down the road. When you're dismissed, those that are going to the gym, there are two serving tables on either side, and those are for the adults. There's a children's table that's directly underneath the backboard on this side of the gym. It says 12 and under, so that's a children's table. They will be serving you to make sure everybody gets one piece of chicken the first time around, and then on total it'll be a free-for-all once that's done. So I'm sure it will be, knowing our bunch. There's a drinks are at the end. There's water. There's lemonade, Chick-fil-A lemonade. Chick-fil-A tea. When that's gone, we have more water bottles. So we've got water and a couple other things. I think there might be coffee out there as well. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part of Bethaven Baptist Church. We'll pray. We'll close the service. We'll pray for the food, and then we'll be dismissed. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for, once again, your goodness and your faithfulness. And our hearts are overwhelmed at what you've done here at Bethaven Baptist Church over the past 50 years. It's impossible to recap 50 years in just a few moments. But I thank for those that were able to be here today, and even for those who weren't able to be here today. And God, I just pray that your blessing would continue to be on this ministry, not because of us, but in spite of us and because of you. Pray that you would just allow us to accomplish the goal and the cause that you'd have us to accomplish here and the purpose you'd have us to accomplish. Pray that you'd bless the food they're about to eat, and I pray that you would bless the fellowship as well. I thank you once again for allowing Bethaven Baptist Church to be here these many years. And God, for your honor and glory, may it continue until Jesus comes. Bless our time together around the food, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.